You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Christ among Free Will Baptists and other people all throughout the world. Today, we have Master's Men Director Ken Akers and Cultivate Church Pastor Joel Franks. They're here to talk about impact and the impact it's had across the years, but also what's going to happen with impact in Birmingham this year. So, gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
Brother Ken, let's start with you. What is the significance of Birmingham and impact?
Well, the significance of Birmingham is that's where it all began. Years ago, when the executive committee came up with the idea of starting out making an impact and named impact, because that's what we want to do. We want to go in and not just have a meeting, but leave the city better than what we found it. So it was set up that first year in Birmingham. We had a lot of different projects going on. We had teams working at churches, cleaning out creek banks. We had them working painting and landscaping at churches, and probably some other different things they were doing. But it all began there, and we're excited to continue this back in Birmingham again.
This is great. And Pastor Joel, you're there in Alabama on the ground setting things up for impact there the Saturday before the national begins. Sounds like you guys have something kind of unique planned for us when we come to Birmingham this year.
Yes, sir. We were trying to think of ways that we could actually make a difference in the lives of the people that live downtown where we're going to be during the convention. And so we've made contact with a young lady named Casey Oswalt from the Salvation Army. She actually has a Free Will Baptist background. Her heritage is Free Will Baptist. And so she met with us, and we're working on ways that we can help the population of homeless people that are down in the Birmingham area. They need Jesus just as badly as everybody else. And so we're hoping to be able to show the love of Christ to them so that they can hear the gospel message.
Absolutely. And so all of us have been traveling through towns or maybe even in rural areas these days, and we've seen people that are homeless and the great needs that they have. What are some of the plans we have to try to reach out to them on that Saturday and really throughout the convention to try to assist them in some ways?
Well, first of all, we have set out a request. It's in the latest One magazine for a list of different items that you can put into a homeless care kit or a hygiene kit, as some people call them. And you and your youth groups and your church groups and ladies groups, men's group, whomever can collect these things up and package them up into a Ziploc bag and bring them to the convention, or you can send money and the donation will go to the Impact Project link. Ken will tell you a little more about that in just a moment. And we can then put those things together while we're in Birmingham at the Salvation Army building. They're going to give us space to work in there. We're also going to do some things with them as far as helping the, I don't know what they call it, Ken, the homeless shelter, I guess, where people stay. We're going to be doing some painting and some different things like that to help the folks that are staying down there right now. And so we've got a few different things that we're working on still that we haven't nailed down. But the biggest is the homeless care kits that we want everybody to get involved with.
That's great. So, Brother Ken, it sounds like there's a lot of different opportunities for people to be involved.
Absolutely. And it could be anything from, like Joel said, working, painting at the facility, you know, which is going to help them. But also for those that come, we'll be putting the bags together there. I had one church contact me, and they're going to be already putting them together and bring them or sending them there. We're taking donations. You can go to the Master's Men website, fwbmastersmen.org. And we'll have a link on there where you can sign up, where you can make a donation, and, you know, everything that, like that. Also, we'd like everybody to pre-register that's going to be there. So we'll have a sign-up form on there. Joel mentioned you can bring your youth group or your ladies group or whatever you like that, and you can sign up for that. And we're going to provide a pre-T-shirt to everybody that comes. We've done this for the past several years. and people get excited to have those shirts, and it looks good for us to have everybody, you know, wearing those shirts. So if you'll get on there by July 1st, get registered, put shirt size of that, all that will be on there that you can do that. And we'll make sure to have it when you show up in Birmingham on that Saturday. And then, like I said, also, if you're not coming to the National, which we hope you will, you can still help by providing donations to help purchase the items that we need to reach out. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of different ideas about homeless and this and that. But like Joel said, these people need to see the love of Christ. We can provide that for them and provide something physically for them also. So we're excited about the project. Joel's done a great job getting it lined up. We'll try to work and provide lunch for everybody that shows up at the Salvation Army site that day. We'll have all that information on the website, the location and times and all like that.
That's great. And so I'm listening in. I want to get involved. There's multiple ways right now. We could set up some of these kits that, and we could send them, or we could bring them with us. It sounds like I'm in California or I'm in Arizona. It's not conducive for me to bring a bunch of kits over, even mail them. Hey, I could send some money and just show up myself that Saturday. If I want the shirt, I got to pre-register. So I have to be registered by July 1st. It also helps for food, doesn't it, Ken, to know about how much food we're going to need and know about how many workers we could have painting the building and so forth. So it's important they pre-register as well. So have we summed it up pretty good, fellas?
I think so.
We will, that list that Joel talked about that's in One Magazine.
Yes.
For anybody that, you know, is not on One Magazine and getting that yet, we'll also have that on the website so they can look at it and see. I'm sure most of the people that are watching this are going to already have that, but in case you missed it, we'll have it on the website also.
That's great. And then that's a lot of things that we do with Impact we can take back and do in our own community. You kind of did that when we had the pandemic where we said, take it to your community. So same thing, homeless folks in our areas, these care packages, we could replicate that wherever we find ourselves. So that's a good sheet to keep and have from One Magazine or get it from the website. And we can use that. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Yep. Glad to do it.
We thank you for joining us today. We encourage you to take the podcast, share it, get it into the hands or ears, if you will, of others. Remember, when we are all working together for the Lord Jesus Christ, we truly do accomplish more. We are better together.